From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block. And in this part of the program, we're going to hear about two sweeping health insurance reform plans in different parts of the country. One in San Francisco will provide health care to all city residents. The other is in Massachusetts, and that's where we go first. Last year, Massachusetts became the first state to require everyone to have health insurance or face financial penalties. And July 1st was theoretically the deadline for people to buy health insurance, though in practice they have 5 more months to do so. John Kingsdale is in charge of the Massachusetts plan as head of the Commonwealth Health Insurance Connector Authority. He says the state's plan will divide responsibility between the state and federal government, employers, and individuals.
For new health plans, there are subsidized plans for low-income uninsured, and there are a new set of private plans that we've solicited through a competitive bid process, and those are available to individuals and small employers on an unsubsidized basis.
And give us a sense, to qualify for the subsidized plans, how poor would one have to be?
The cutoff is 300% of the federal poverty level, and for your listeners who don't walk around with that number in their head, that's about $31,000 for income a year for a single person and about $62,000 of income a year for a family of four, and it scales up with family size.
Okay, and if you don't fall into that category and you have to buy insurance, what might the premiums be? What's the range when you look at the plans?
Well, most people buy their insurance through their employer, so what they contribute varies considerably. At the low end, the premiums vary from, let's take a typical uninsured individual who's 37-year-old living in Boston. The premiums vary from $184 a month to about $280 a month, depending on which carrier or which health plan you choose.
What about people who have had a hard time getting insured in the past, maybe because they had a pre-existing condition? They were turned down.
Well, it's now guaranteed issue and guaranteed renewal in Massachusetts, so you cannot be turned down for a medical condition, nor if you develop one when you're insured, can your insurance plan be taken away from you.
And there are penalties if you don't comply. What are they for individuals and also for employers if they don't buy in?
Right. We're trying to help people get insurance. So there's a 5-month grace period. And then if you do not have insurance by the end of this year and you're not exempt for affordability reasons, there is a relatively modest penalty, which is the loss of your personal exemption on your state income tax, which is about $219.
Mr. Kingsdale, what do you say to people who are complaining, especially young, healthy people who don't necessarily have a lot of money, who are saying we shouldn't be forced to subsidize health care for older, richer people?
I think the perspective that's important to keep in mind here is that individuals who, God forbid, step off a curb and they're playing the lottery, they're not protected, they don't have insurance, they get hit, they expect to be picked up and cared for and taken to an emergency room. And we as a society feel an obligation to do that. So what we're saying in response is, unless you're just going to be an additional financial burden on the other 90 or 95% of the citizens who do buy insurance, you've got to contribute to the system.
What are the big questions, the big unknowns for you as this program kicks into gear?
I think there are really two major sets of challenges that we now face. One is communicating and informing 6.2 million residents of Massachusetts, getting that information out about a complicated financial contract like health insurance is a daunting challenge. And then secondly, I think everybody recognizes that down the road, reform is not sustainable if we continue to experience double-digit premium increases. So we've got to get very, very serious about addressing the costs of medical care.
John Kingsdale, thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Melissa.
Speaking with us from Boston, John Kingsdale. He's Executive Director of the Commonwealth Health Insurance Connector Authority.